Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Good afternoon. Welcome into ABQ Connect. We are with the executive director of Biante, New Mexico, Rhiannon Samuel, and its founder, Dale Armstrong. Welcome into ABQ Connect. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jim.
Biante, New Mexico is a website and a service and a nonprofit organization that's doing some really neat work, especially in politics. You guys are really focusing on being bipartisan. And I can't wait to start asking you questions about how Democrats and Republicans can get along in this state and get some things done for our people.
As impossible as it sounds, it's actually possible. Republicans and Democrats can get along.
Yeah, and when you get the right people on common ground issues, it's easier for them to align. And that's what we're focusing on.
Well, I'm very excited because, you know, this is not a religious program, but we do come at it from a Christian worldview. And the very first thing I mentioned to you, Dale, when I saw you today is taking a look at your board of directors. And you have a tremendous diversity of people here. You have people of all kinds of faiths, ethnic backgrounds, and so forth. And that's really how this needs to be attacked, because I think even in your own company, you own TLC Plumbing. You have people of all kinds of faiths, people of no faith. You have people that are short and tall, green, yellow, blue, whatever you want to say, and they're all working together to serve people and do a great job.
Yeah, and so when I was putting together this board, it was actually exactly that, because at TLC we're able to take people from all different backgrounds and get them all headed in the same direction, and we do that through finding common ground things. And so in Biante, we chose to pick topics that are common ground. So education, crime, quality of life. I think every single New Mexican would agree we have areas that we can improve there. And so watching them in Santa Fe and watching them basically throwing stones at each other, they're usually not doing that in these common ground areas, but it's what distracts them from actually getting things done.
Mm.
As it relates to the board of directors, I put together 10 people, so half of them over 40 and half of them under 40, because the under 40 are really our future.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't necessarily involve them, but it was one of the best things I did was to put the under 40 group in there, because I get a lot of energy. It's kind of selfish. I get a lot of energy from them because they're very energetic.
Sure.
And then you have the wisdom of the older group, which I'm a part of. And so it has been very productive, and they are blended. There's Republicans, Democrats, men, women, different industries, different professions, and it has been it's been very productive as a board.
Well, share with us the vision of Biante, and all of these people are on board with that vision, and that's what I'm mostly excited about. Tell me the vision.
Yeah.
So plain and simple, we're trying to increase transparency and accountability for our elected officials to fix things that touch all New Mexicans' lives, and focusing on the common ground things that they can get behind together that will make an impact. So there's a lot of talk of really controversial things, whether it's gun control, abortion, very important issues. But when that takes over the entire time that they have to make things better for us, that's where we need to start questioning, well, what else are you doing? What else can you come to the table and figure out we can make these differences? So by shedding light on their behavior, allowing average New Mexicans to hold those folks accountable, engage with them, be that change that they want to see, tell them we want these things to happen, our whole state is going to rise. We just have to have the tools to do it and the motivation and the access.
And it seems like the sacrifice that political elected officials make, they are being brutalized in their families, and they're being exposed to all kinds of, you know, criticism and thing during these crazy campaigns. So I've got to imagine that they're doing this because they really want to have a positive impact.
I'd agree, too. I think it takes a special person that wants to be an elected official, someone with a true servant's heart, because quite frankly, especially in New Mexico, it's unpaid. So we're the only state in the country that does not have a salary for our legislature. And so those people are probably from the onset were there for the right reasons. Now we need to reconnect them with the people who got them there to make positive impacts.
So you've got a website. It's viantenm.org. And tell us about the website and the tools and how people can find out, for example, what's going to be happening between now and our legislative session that will begin in 2020.
So people can go on to our website to see what are common ground solutions to education, crime, quality of life. We look at things in education like pre-K quality and enrollment, because from birth till five is some of the most pivotal years in a child's life. They need to learn at that point. We also look at within crime. We want to see a drop in property and violent crime. So we dive into those issues. We articulate it. We show you why we believe those to be important. If you become a member, so we're a membership organization, which we can touch on later.
I just joined today.
Thank you, Jim.
$10 a month. I did it because I'm excited to get the information.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know half the things I read just this morning on the website. You know, like, I can't believe that people miss so many voting opportunities in the legislature. I mean, over half. A lot of the representatives won't vote on half of the issues that are voted on. That's shocking to me.
And it's information that people should know. Mm-hmm. And so when you're a member, you get access to, is your legislator showing up for the job? And how are they voting on common ground solutions to education, crime, and quality of life? We do so, and I'll let Dale touch on why we have a membership model, but really to remain pure.
Yeah, so we're funded only by individuals. So we don't take money from organizations or from companies as members, only individuals as members. And the reason is I think that big money influences the outcome of the legislative session. And mm-hmm. So we don't want anybody to consider that we're being influenced. Because one person, if they get mad at what we're doing and they're contributing $120 a year to our success, we're not going to change what we're doing for $120.
Yes.
And where if a business was writing us a check for $50,000 and they were mad at us, it might make you think, oh my gosh, are we looking at it wrong? So we just want to keep it pure. And it's a whole makeup behind what we're doing. It has been, so we started 2 years ago building the foundation for this. So we spent hours and hours and hours picking our metrics that we could actually measure for 30 years. Mm. And so we set a goal that we want to help improve New Mexico to move from the bottom 5% of states in the nation to the top 5% by 2047. And so we put things that we can measure for 30 years, and then we began putting in finding the things by going out and visiting with judges, attorneys, prior incarcerated individuals, just finding the roots of what's going on in our systems. You know, we've met with educators, superintendents, PED people. We met with a lot of people trying to really be genuine in how our foundation is built.
We're going to come back and find out more about how this all came together. We are with Dale Armstrong and Rhiannon Samuel, the executive director of Viante New Mexico. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system running? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
During World War II, the Ten Boom family was willing to stand up to Hitler's Nazis and risk their very lives for their Jewish neighbors. For this, they paid a terrible price. The acclaimed one-woman show about the late Corrie Ten Boom is coming to the Cell Theater in downtown Albuquerque on October 4th and 5th.
I had been standing at that gate many months, living in the shadow of a crematorium.
Call the Cell Theater at 505-766-9412 for times and ticket information.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
My father-in-law passed away about 4.5 years ago, so the house went through probate, and we needed to sell the house after we got done with probate. So I introduced Dom to my sister-in-law, Gloria, who lived up in Denver, and she felt very comfortable with him and him handling the sale of the house. We had a buyer almost immediately, but it fell through after several months of negotiations. We did a lot of improvements on the house, and so that fell through, and Dom immediately had another backup buyer, and the house proceeded to sell very quickly after that. We closed. Dom handled everything so smoothly and professionally. It was fantastic.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644. 899-4644.
Se habla español.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon from the Power Ford Studios. Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, the executive director of Vallante, New Mexico, Rhiannon Samuel in studio, and its founder, Dale Armstrong. Again, you guys, it's exciting what you've put together. Rhiannon, we were talking off air just now. I think you may need to give us a lesson on how our state is governed. Give us a little overview of how it's structured.
So, as many people know, we were the 47th state that was inducted into the Union, and that was hard fought. It was over 50 years that we wanted to be a part of the United States of America. And in doing so, we created a form of government that involves a citizen legislature.
Now, you realize if you go to New York and you tell somebody from you're from New Mexico, they'll go, well, how did you get into this country?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. Did you need a passport to get here? Your English is so good. And in the fact that we are a citizen legislature, we have 112 folks that are up in Santa Fe, whether it's a 30-day or a 60-day session, fighting on behalf of their constituents, unpaid. We are the only state in the United States that's an unpaid legislature. They do have a per diem, which on the days that they work, they get, I think it's $185, give or take.
So they get some money for lunch, maybe a hotel room.
But with that brings a whole host of issues. So people who are able to participate and represent us are perhaps independently wealthy, retired, may not be very reflective of our economic makeup of our state. So we have a lot of nuances of what makes New Mexico, New Mexico, and especially bringing in that political overtone of Republicans versus Democrats. Historically, New Mexico has been Democrat run. And what I find so interesting about that is New Mexico is also a bellwether state. So when it comes to federal elections, especially presidential, I think we're six down the list on different states. The way New Mexico goes, the country goes. And we have a high 80% accuracy rating on that. Mm-hmm. And so even with Republicans, so the last time that New Mexico voted for a Republican president was George W. Bush II, and that wasn't seen that New Mexico was possible or in play, and we did it. So we have a lot of differences about us.
Well, here's what I need you both to do today. We have a very large audience of Christians of all denominations. We have Catholics, Methodists, Evangelicals. We have Foursquare. We have about everything you can think of under the sun. We have people of faith listening to the station. We have people that are not of faith yet, but they're questioning and they're listening to Bible studies all morning, and they love our advertisers because they know that these are people that are stand up and really want to improve our state and our city and going to have some integrity. And so we have a family here. Mm-hmm. But I need you to challenge us, because I can tell you just personally, I didn't know anything about this before we started talking. When I got to know a little bit about what you were doing, we were at a function with Chairman Steve Pierce, former congressman of the state of New Mexico, and he runs the Republican Party. And he made some interesting statements during his presentation. He said, first of all, we need Christians. We need people of faith to come out and vote. Now, he didn't say, come out and vote for all the Republican stuff. He said, we just need them to come out and vote. Am I wrong, Dale? I mean, that's really all he was saying.
That's what he said. And so it's interesting that you go down the Christian path, course, we're sitting in a Christian facility. And so at TLC, if you look at the values that we run the company on, they're Christian values.
Sure.
And it isn't a question that we ask employees, but if they don't line up with the values, that you know, we could, it could, they could end up working themselves out.
Right, but it doesn't have a, it's not a religious question.
It's not a religious
question. It's a focus and a mission question.
Exactly. And so when we took the time to set up the values for Viante, if you look at those values, there's going to be a lot of Christians that will line up with those values.
Yes.
But we never did say, let's make sure these are Christian values. And it is, so it has been, very interesting. I think every single New Mexico person that is working should be interested in how their money is being spent. Because the last I checked, every single person that gets a paycheck, when they began the week and when they end the week, the difference between what they earned and what they get to take home goes to Santa Fe. It goes to Santa Fe through the United States government sometimes. In fact, they add a little on and send it to New Mexico.
Right.
So our legislative body indirectly is spending our coworkers' money. So we should be interested how our money is spent.
Well, I'm going to ask you about some stuff that we're showing up in not so good ways. We have been at the top of the list in terms of number of cars stolen.
Yes.
University of New Mexico, more physical vehicles stolen than anywhere in the country a year ago. Now, I understand those statistics have dropped.
Mm-hmm.
But I also look at things like we're last in infant mortality. We have so many babies dying and awful things like that. Tell me why New Mexico is near the top of the list in terms of crime statistics and near the bottom of the list in terms of family health.
And we articulate that in part by saying we're on the wrong end of pretty much all nationalists. And so I think the issue is multifaceted. It's a prioritization of what we care about in this state and the proper allocation of resources to address them. When it comes to property crime and auto thefts, there are solutions that are brought up that are so common ground. In fact, this past year, Viante selected for, we select 15 bills out of the 1,000+ that are introduced, one about auto theft. And in short, what it did is it had a chop shop owner held liable for purchasing stolen vehicle. So when a cop knocks on their door, that owner is like, they have some charges against them as well because they didn't do their due diligence. 13 other states in our country have that law. And that bill died in the Senate this past year.
Now, how can that happen? I mean, what's the reasoning behind that? Because this is not a bipartisan issue.
No, I mean, like, partisan politics don't come into play there. Whether Republican, Democrat, we agree we need to address this and we need to eliminate that pipeline. When it comes to why it died, it's anyone's guess. I mean, timing is an issue. Partisan politics is an issue. Pet projects, whether it just other things got more airtime, quote unquote. It's multifaceted, again, and there's solutions on the table, but we hardly hear of them because they're not sensational enough for regular media to cover.
Now, Viante and your board, you guys select some focus issues, and are you in the process now of putting those together between now and the next legislative session, or are those already on the table?
What we focus on is already determined. We spend a lot of time getting to there, and then we take and we, as the bills are introduced, we put them in the bucket of the metrics that it might touch, and then we process it that after the votes are cast. So we do it basically post-mortem because say we're influencing 20,000 people and we say, man, this looks like a good bill. And then the bill changes before it comes out the funnel.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, we wouldn't support it. So we're doing it after they've done all the damage they're going to do to it.
Well, and I've got a lot of questions about these bills when we come back. We've got Rhiannon and Dale Armstrong with Viante of New Mexico. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today. On the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Hello, friends. My name is Brian Allard. I'm the president of America Praise and New Mexico Praise. I want to invite you and your family to join us at the Albuquerque Convention Center on Saturday, November 2nd at 10 a.m. for a convoy of hope. We would love to partner with you to bless our community with over $1 million worth of goods and services, including free groceries, shoes for kids, haircuts, family portraits, and lunch from Chick-fil-A. No ID required. Visit convoy.org/Albuquerque.
This is Steve Ryman from the KNKT Business Relations Office. Did you know that according to Simmons Research, 72% of Christian radio listeners prefer to buy from a business that advertises on their radio station? 62% say they would shop more at a known business if it advertised on Christian radio. I'll introduce your company to the KNKT listening family. Our listeners make great customers. Email me now at advertise@knkt.com. That's advertise@knkt.com. And I'll show you that KNKT means business.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The founder of Biante New Mexico, Dale Armstrong, and the owner of TLC Plumbing and Heating in studio with me this afternoon, and their executive director, Rhiannon Samuel. And those of us who are my age, Rhiannon, we're all hearing Stevie Nicks sing your name over and over. That's right. That's a great song.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I like it too, which is good.
I'm watching my producer and Tim's in there going, I've never even heard of Fleetwood Mac. It's a lot of fun just thinking about the music of the old days. But, you know, I can tell you the old days of New Mexico. I'm a native New Mexican. And I remember that at one time in my life, my parents took me to the boys' club. And they were both working, and I was playing at the boys' club, and we were having a blast and getting to know kids from all over the city of every ethnicity and so forth. I grew up playing basketball. I was in the South Valley, I was in the North Valley, I was in Hobbs, I was in Eunice, I was up in Raton. I mean, I've just gotten to know people all over the whole state. So I feel like I have an appreciation for our people.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at what's going on in our political circles, you know, our representatives in the state legislature and the state Senate, I'm not seeing them working together very closely in what you guys are doing with Viante of New Mexico. Am I saying it correctly, Viante?
Yeah, Viante.
Viante.
Yeah,
Viante.
We've heard it many ways. Made up the word, actually.
Ah.
So we had a few other names. They were taken because people liked what we were doing so much. And so we looked at different Latin words. And so we saw via, which is way, and ante, which means forward, combined it for Viante.
Yeah, and your mission is to improve education, the quality of life, and reduce crime across New Mexico. How do you hope to accomplish that?
It's tough. And so basically through creating transparency in the local government, the state government, and the local governments, and getting the people out to vote.
Mm-hmm.
If we can create an avenue where people have knowledge and they can get out to vote, and then when they go out and vote, do they know if the person they're voting for, irregardless of whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, is a good person that actually is representing them? Because a lot of people go out and they just make a default to the party that they're signed up with. But we don't know if that person, because we're voting for a person, let's have the information about that person.
I think in part two is empowering New Mexicans to understand that their voice is just as important as everyone else's. And I mean, even as in the entire country, because when we start to engage, we vote, we communicate with our elected officials, that's where we're going to see the change. We can't just have them go in office, wipe our hands of it, and say, good luck. We have to continuously talk to them.
Rhiannon, let me ask you this. I mean, you're very young. Unfortunately, I'm older than both of you, so I can't I can't say anybody's older than me. But I want to ask you this question. When we listen to our federal government officials and we see our president and we see the Democratic candidates for president, they're all saying very ungracious words to each other.
Yes.
And there's no respect extended and so on and so forth. So we almost start to build up walls based on what these guys at the federal level are saying. So we might forget that our neighbor's a Democratic representative on the left side and our neighbor on the right side's a Republican. And we're all living in the same neighborhoods and we're, and you guys have created this organization around common ground, education, quality of life, and reducing crime. This is not a, these are not bipartisan issues, and you want people to focus on those and really change our state, right?
Correct. And I think there's an appetite for a voice through all of the noise that just says, look, guys, I hear you, but what can we agree on? Where do we find common ground, and how can we do so respectfully? And what I get really discouraged with is the major figures in both political parties, they fight one another and say, they call each other out with the same language. Words matter.
Yes.
And I think that we have to lead by example. If somebody is truly upset or disheartened by the national dialogue or the rhetoric, change it. Start saying, look, we can agree on these things. Or if I disagree with you, here's a better way to articulate it. So leading by example, and that's what we're trying to do with Viante. When we look at our state reps and senators, we do not speak negatively about any of them. So even if they score in the red, the way we say it is they need to become more, or they need to reconnect with their constituency in common ground solutions to our issues. I will never disparage an elected official because that's unhelpful.
You know how I view you guys? I view you guys like my coaches were. If you walked a little bit too much or you weren't hustling, what did the coaches do? They gave you some energy. They picked you up. They told you, you better start hustling. And that's all you're really trying to tell people to do in our representative bodies. You're telling them, that, let's get going. Let's vote. Let's get educated. But we now have to go back to our listeners, because I think a lot of people don't get involved in the political process because they feel like their vote doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm learning, and I'll go back to that speech I heard of Steve Pierce here a couple weeks ago, if 50,000 people will go out and register to vote, that's not very many people. We have a state of 2 million. 50,000 people is pretty small. So there's a lot of young people just turning, you know, 18, 19 years old, and they can register to vote. You guys have a website that can help begin to educate them on who the representatives are and what the issues are at hand and how people have voted in the past. Where do we go for that information about what's coming up? Like, for example, House Bill 51, the late-term abortion bill. We just had Vince Torres on the air with us a couple days ago talking about how both Democrats and Republicans came together in the state to defeat that bill. Pretty significant win for our state, particularly knowing what the Democratic agenda was and what the Republican agenda was. So it's pretty informative that New Mexicans got together and really, really got after it. I have a lot of hope, and I think you are perpetuating even more of that with your organization.
Thank you.
Yes.
So access to information. So House Bill 51 isn't one that Viante would touch on because it is innately somewhat controversial.
Sure.
We're trying to shed light on more of the middle of the road things that just die on the vine.
Mm-hmm.
But even to that point, we put all of those bills on our website and we categorize them via or under the auspice of education, crime, and quality of life to say these are ones you should probably pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Like it? Tell your rep and senator. Don't like it? Tell them just the same. And so We have an easy access there. We also utilize our social media channels pretty robustly during the session to show you what's happening real time. I'll give an update every week I'll do a little video just in the office saying, this is what I saw. You know, this week, the issues weren't really Republican versus Democrat. It was urban versus rural. And this is how it came to fruition. And here's why they aren't getting along.
That's kind of city and county governments arguing over things. And that happens in our state. So we have a lot more to cover with you both. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back after these messages.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
And we're in studio today visiting with Elaine Ramos from Ramos Real Estate. Elaine, it's really been a joy having you in studio several times, really, to pick the brains of an expert at real estate. You've been doing this a little while. One of the things we wanted to talk about was someone who's really decided on their own that their credit score isn't good enough to get a loan.
Right. You'd be surprised how many people I do meet where they come with that attitude that they are not able to qualify and they just don't even try. For example, bankruptcy is one of the issues that come up. So definitely what I like to do is sit down with them, make a plan with them, get Alan or HUD, who can help us as well, get through the process of holding their hand to get them from that moment to closing and getting the keys to their new home.
Eleanor, what are some of the things you tell that person that's making assumptions about their own credit score and whether or not they qualify for a loan?
Really, the first step is to just get together with Elaine and myself and find out where you really stand. There's many myths out there that people think they have to have these super high scores, and in reality, we have programs to qualify. So don't let those myths out there fool you.
Even the myth of, you know, hey, I just went and got a dishwasher and a car and they pulled my credit. There's just no way. It's dinged my credit so much.
Right. You're right about that. When you are shopping for a mortgage to buy a home, you are allowed so many pulls before it affects your credit scores. Now, it wasn't always like that. Back in the days, they did ding you every time. And now they've come out with a way where it doesn't lower your scores because you're shopping for a mortgage loan.
So quite simply put, someone who's made a decision about their credit score and whether or not they qualify for a loan, well, they're not a qualified broker. They shouldn't make that decision. Really, they need to come and talk to you two.
Absolutely. So
to get that kind of insight as to what steps they need to take, is there a cost for that?
No, there's no cost at all. We want to help you get into a home. It's complimentary. So definitely call and reach out to us.
All right. Well, how do they do that?
They can call at 505-379-6845 or just go to my website, which is ramosrealestatenm.com.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dale Armstrong and Rhiannon Samuel joining us live here on ABQ Connect this afternoon. Thanks for staying with us, talking New Mexico politics. And I'm going to give you both a scenario here. So I'm a legislative representative, and I decided that I'm not going to show up for a vote or two or three or five. And that night on KOAT-TV, your organization has released a statement that says, I didn't show up, and my feelings are really hurt.
Look, it's transparency. It's facts. It's black and white. Did you show up? Did you not? If we were in the private sector, you didn't show up for your job, what would happen?
Yeah. And I want to ask Dale that, because, Dale, you have a large company. You have a bunch of people, a lot of diversity, a lot of skilled people. You have commercial construction, you have residential plumbing and heating, you have you do a lot of things. And you have a vision and a mission of your organization. You've created a culture. I've heard you talk about that on your commercials on television. And I know you're proud of the organization, but more than anything, you love the people that work with you. And they know that. So why can't we accomplish that in politics?
Well, I think we can, and at TLC, we work hard to make sure that we have a positive impact on the people's lives. So not only teaching them technical trades, but teaching them life skills. And it's really how I got started in Viante is because I didn't think it was fair that there wasn't a way to get information easy for a working person. You know, they're busy, they're doing lots of things, and we want to create a platform where a person can get some nonpartisan information relatively easy, and education works. If people have knowledge, it works. And really the economics behind it is that they are funding this. They may not, it may be through extortion, but they are funding this, so they should be involved in what their money's doing. And we try to create a desire for people to go that direction.
Rhiannon, how could people use your website? Again, that is V as in Victor, IANTENM for New Mexico.org. How do they use your website?
They can go there for information on what is a common ground solution to education, crime, quality of life. They can find out, if you become a member, how your state rep and senator voted on those issues and if they showed up. There's a lot you can do with our website that many have told me they didn't even know that our state was at the bottom of certain lists or that we're actually doing okay in others, like cost of living. We're not all that bad.
Sure.
And so people can go there and arm themselves with more information than they had before.
Tell us about an education bill right now that you think is going to be really important coming up.
There have been a few that have come up around career technical education, and I think that's a new wave of a workforce in the state, and perhaps not new, but it's a wave where there's a lot of vacancies because for so long families have told their kids go to college, which is great. I went to college, Dale went to college. We all saw the need there. But then when you have the trades where you do not need a traditional 4-year degree, there's a lot of vacancies.
Mm.
And so these bills are aimed at having kids go through that pipeline, find their passion there, and in some cases get paid better than somebody who has a 4-year college degree. So I think continued focus there is going to be important.
So trades like electrical, plumbing, just general contracting, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and there's actually specialty areas like for producing and connected to the film industry. There's a lot in that direction. The construction side is where I am, but there's electrical, carpentry, masonry, plumbing, HVAC. There's a lot, and it's a career. If you line up with the right company, it's a career. It's not just a job.
Mm.
And so that there is a lot of opportunity there. And I did see momentum gaining in those areas. And there are voids in those areas. We focus hard in that side at TLC. And we actually don't struggle for workforce. But I think it's because we focus on that in the company.
Sure.
And so, like, to boil it down too, diversification within our education system. So the way kids don't say this one cookie cutter path is for everyone, because then you see people dropping out of college or not having fulfilling careers, but meeting kids where they're at and adapting to 21st century issues. We need to be offering coding. We need to figure out life skills. We need to do a lot more within our school system while we have them in our care, so that way they can be successful adults who hopefully stay in New Mexico.
Okay, now this may come across as just I may get in trouble asking this question, but you have this gigantic school system called APS.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the biggest in the country, is my understanding.
What I understand.
But then you have a small school system like in Española,
mm-hmm.
or Las Cruces, or, you know, these are just varying degrees of numbers of students and schools and everything attached. Is there an advantage or a disadvantage to the size, or is it simply the focus and the goals that they're trying to accomplish that are the problem?
It's the latter. So a great organization called Think New Mexico did an analysis on all 89 school districts that we have in New Mexico. And from APS to like Gadsden, it's really the school districts that are allocating more money to the classroom as opposed to their administration that are seeing better outcomes for their students. Mm. And so there has been legislation introduced to help address that in particular. But I wouldn't say it's the size of the district. It's more of where their priorities are.
Well, we're going to come back after these messages and talk to you a little bit about increasing the quality of life and reducing crime. You guys have a couple more segments to stay with us, I hope. We'll be right back.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah, that's their number. 444-7200. Or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com. Own the now.
Hopelessness. It's a dark tunnel that will lead nowhere good. Are you struggling right now? You're not alone. Depression is an epidemic. Even the Apostle Peter felt hopeless. Perhaps no more so than when Jesus was crucified.
The day Jesus died, Peter's hope died. So Peter went from an all-time high to an all-time low.
But Peter didn't stay in his hopelessness because the one he placed his hope in didn't stay dead.
Now Peter's hope, well, it could be called a living hope. He said, according to his abundant mercy, he has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
You too can live a life overflowing with hope. And we want to help you do just that by sending you Ben Corson's book, Optimist Vince. We'll send you this inspiring resource as a thank you for your generous donation of $35 or more to help keep these broadcasts on air. So call now to give and get your copy of Optimist Vince. 800-922-1888. You can also give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
When you have a chance, we want everybody to log into V-I-A-T-I-N. I've got to start over. I can't even read. V-I-A-N-T-E-N-M.org. VianteNM.org. And that's a website where Dale Armstrong, he's the founder of Viante New Mexico, and Rhiannon Samuel is the executive director. They've been with us this afternoon really talking about things that are very surprising. You have people that are volunteering to represent their constituents around our state. They have to be scrutinized and go through an incredible amount of stuff to just get elected, which I don't know if I'd want to put my family through that. So I kind of appreciate all those representatives doing that. Mm-hmm. But then for some reason, you found that a lot of them aren't showing up to work.
No.
So you've set up some accountability. You've got, I can't believe the research. How's all this research being done, guys? Your scorecard.
Rhiannon does the heavy lifting on the research, and it is a big project, but it's a great thing to actually create that transparency. And we didn't know how well it would be received.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing about it, it is only objective. They either did or they didn't vote.
Right.
And that's a choice that they make. And they may have other business that it is crazy in Santa Fe. Everybody that's listening should take a half a day or a day and go up. I mean, mm-hmm. the roundhouse is wide open. Just go up and try to learn more about the process. And it is busy, so you can miss some votes. But in our opinion, that's when you're truly representing your constituency, is when you push the button. Because that's what they asked you to do on their behalf. So push the button.
Yes. And there are some votes that probably don't have anything to do with your district or something like that. So,
yeah.
You know, missing a vote on something that doesn't have anything to do is not that big a deal. But you're really, you know how everybody is voting on every issue. And you're tracking that over time. So a number of bills are going to be coming up here in the next legislative session. Those are already on the table. Tell me about some of these concepts, like a dummy bill. What is a dummy bill?
So that's something we have a lot of parliamentarian procedures in our roundhouse to make things objective. And so there's a deadline for introduction for any one bill. And so legislators will introduce something that is incredibly generic, and they will have a very generic name like public peace, health, safety and welfare. And it has one sentence improving those things. And so once the deadline for introduction is passed, they can go back and amend it. And so they kind of, they wiggle their way through the system. So that way at the end of it, they're like, we really need to be thinking about this, or this bill died over here earlier on. Let's take some of that language, put it into the dummy bill and pass it.
Well, like you, I really want to see crime reduced in our state. And I know for in particular, the Albuquerque Police Department has been, the DOJ has been in here. They've increased the amount of paperwork that's astronomical. And I'm not going to hesitate to say right here on the radio, we need to get them out of here. We need our police department to run our police department, because I know we have police officers and leadership here that are highly qualified and going to do a great job. But having said that, because we've not had the number of officers we want, we have a lot of private security companies that have come up, and there's been a lot of nice legislation standardizing the training for those people, their requirements for people that are armed or level three guards versus level ones who are just observe and report kind of individuals, and it's all important. But here's an example of a bill that I don't understand. So there was a bill passed this past legislative session where a private security company that has highly trained armed security guards, former police, former military, doesn't matter. If they work for a private security company, they cannot be armed on a school campus in the state of New Mexico.
Mm.
Okay? Now, what's interesting is, just read an article about the University in Socorro, New Mexico Tech, who is hiring private security people that are armed. So I'm not sure how they circumvent that law, but here's the real baffling part. So if you are a former, or you are either a currently sworn law enforcement officer, or you have worked and are retired after 3 years, you can go to work for a school district and be armed security on a school campus. But you cannot do that if you are a retired military personnel with unbelievable amount of training and qualification to carry a firearm. You can't work on a school campus. Why would that be restricted? So I'm going back to, Rhiannon, what you said earlier, is I don't understand why some of these things get introduced in these bills and then they get passed.
So you have to take into account, too, special interests.
Mm.
So, unfortunately, I'm not incredibly familiar with that particular
right.
bill, but just from your brief summary of it, if I were to play devil's advocate, what is happening here? I would look to the lobbyists mm-hmm. and the special interest groups that are able to make sure that the legislature is properly funding their operations.
Mm.
So there are groups that represent law enforcement and even the school law enforcement. And so if I were, my best educated guess would be they would probably have something to say about that.
Mm.
And if those private security companies are coming in, that's taking away from their membership base.
Well, I have a really strong relationship with a lot of police officers and a lot of former military. Almost everything I've done in my life is somehow tied to basketball. So for an example, I used to meet with a lot of our Albuquerque police officers and a lot of our Sheriff's Department officers that like to play basketball in the National Police Olympics. And I coached their team for, I want to say, 6 years. It could have been eight, kind of losing that. But we did really well, went to the finals multiple times, had a blast, had 12 to 15 officers playing. We even had some firemen playing. And it was always a lot of fun. So I got to know these guys. And I know that the majority of people that are in law enforcement, when they're done, when they're retired, they don't want to be security personnel on a school campus. But some of them do. Now, the interesting thing is the military guys I know, they almost have it in their blood. they have to keep doing it. They want to keep doing it.
That's their calling.
That's what they do. And so I find it baffling that that whole group of individuals has now been basically put to the side and said, you're not qualified to do this, when of course we all know they're eminently qualified to do it. So I just think that we need to expand the pool of individuals that can help protect this, not make it smaller.
I think almost every issue we have could be traced back to follow the money.
Wow. The love of money. I mean, that's a biblical precedent.
Or special interests that benefit from them going down a different path.
Well, Viante, will that kind of indicate where people are making votes and things that you can't figure out their motivations? So you can ask those questions. I know you're not asking the questions what motivates them, but you can see them doing contrary things that you might not think are right.
Yeah, so as it relates to a bill, we'll be able to track their vote.
Yeah.
And as we engage more people, it's going to create transparency in those things that we just talked about.
Right.
Because the transparency, if people ask enough questions of why did they do that, the motivation will come out.
Yeah, and you can empower the people who elected them to have more information on what they're doing, and they can ask the questions. Where I might not be able to say, Senator so-and-so voted this way on this bill for these reasons, because that's not what we get into.
That's not what you do.
Their constituents can do it, and they now have information to do it.
Yeah, so you see these contrary votes. How much inconsistency do you see? Do you see maybe one year somebody's voting this way and the next year they're voting differently? Does that happen a lot?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, I couldn't put like I couldn't articulate succinctly what it looks like, if there's a percentage of how many times they flip-flop, but there is, and especially during election years, you'll see legislators that perhaps are taking bolder steps to show that they're appeasing some special interest group within their district, or others that are kind of easy playing it all and maybe not showing up for votes, being on the record because they want to get reelected.
Well, we have one more segment together, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you about your board of directors. I'm not going to ask you if they're Republican or Democrat. But what I like about this, you've already told us there's a mixture, and there's a mixture of ethnicities and total experience and business people and older people and younger people. What I'm going to ask you when we come back is how they are able to speak into the lives of these politicians and say, look, we're all in this together, and let's start working together. We'll be right back. More with these guys from Viante, Dale Armstrong, and Rhiannon Samuel. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Plugged In on KNKT.
I don't have a home. I can't even get a manager.
London would offer you a lot of money.
In the new biopic Judy, filmmakers explore the latter years of the iconic Judy Garland and her struggle for one last great comeback. This well-made film is a tragedy at its core, with some small glimpses of hope and happiness. And Judy Garland fans will certainly appreciate actress Renee Zellweger's incredible, heart-wrenching performance. But even though the movie steers away from truly egregious content, its addictive drug use tends to weigh this drama down considerably. We'll give Judy a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Did you know a former prostitute is in the lineage of Jesus? Skip Heitzig shares why her story is important.
The whole point of Rahab, in fact, the whole point of most of the biblical record, is God's grace. That God saves undeserving people.
Because of Rahab's faith, she experienced transformation.
She believed in God. See, the first step of faith is when you hear about God. Then if you believe what you hear, faith is born. So she heard of it, and then she believed it. So she shows up in the royal lineage of Jesus Christ and King David, which means in God's book, Rahab is a princess. She goes from prostitute to princess. Transformation.
Access Skip's entire teaching library at connectwithskip.com.
Nature forms us. Sin deforms us. The world tries to conform us, but only Jesus Christ can and will transform us.
On K.
KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you to Tim Fuller for his magic hands this afternoon, taking us in and out of commercials. Tim, strong work today. Rhiannon Samuel, executive director of Viante, and its founder, Dale Armstrong, have been with us all afternoon. You guys are gracious. You had to run through a rainstorm to get here, and the Calvary Albuquerque campus had some deep water on it.
It did. It's beautiful in this weather, though, and I can see the leaves kind of changing. Stunning.
Nobody realizes, and this is one of the reasons I think you guys are fighting for New Mexico. New Mexico is incredibly beautiful.
Oh, yes.
And we want to be able to walk down our sidewalks without getting mugged. We want to go downtown. We want to go to the South Valley. We want to go up to the Northeast Heights. We want to walk up in a picnic areas up in Sandias. We want to go to Taos and Raton and Las Cruces and all these places and just enjoy our state because it's beautiful. And you guys have some tools in place. You're holding accountable our state representatives. And again, Rhiannon, I want to talk to you now about the diversity on your board.
Mm-hmm.
Dale, before we go to Rhiannon, I'm going to ask you, how did you find these people?
So I spent about 8 months. So I had the idea and the vision that creating transparency in politics would be a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking more of my coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went around and visited with different people, and the over 40 was easy group for me to find, because these are people I've had interactions with, and these are people that I just have a ton of respect for, mm-hmm. that have maybe either influenced me in some way or another. And so I visited with them. And so in the over 40 group, we have Jackie Baca, who's the president of Bueno Foods. Tom Kelleher, Kelleher McLeod's been in Albuquerque forever, a law firm. He's now retired. We have John Patton, who's the founder of Dion's, which is a people-driven organization, and I have a ton of respect for how they do things. And so that's a blended group there between different professions and different ages, but all over 40. And then we have Kush Ghadali, who we don't want this to just be a metro area influence. We want to influence the entire state. And Kush is down at the WIP isolation pilot project in Carlsbad.
Oh, okay.
And so he's our first out-of-town board member. Very dynamic person, not a native New Mexico person, came here, had lots of opportunities outside the state, but chose to stay in the state and try to make a difference. Mm. Very remarkable guy. And then on the under 40 group, we have a good group of people. So Sal Perdomo is CBRE Real Estate, mm-hmm. does development work. We have Elaine Sena Cortez, who is in MyPow. She's executive director for MyPower and Hobbs. She's a former educator. But my power in Hobbs for Lee County, they are educating on reducing teen pregnancy. Mm. They had an 82% reduction in teen pregnancy through this program.
Wow.
Pretty incredible. Julian Sutter is a web developer. He's a entrepreneur. He's a stay-at-home father. So he has a lot of things that he can bring to this board with different viewpoints. We have Dina Crawley, who co-chairs with me. So originally I was voted the chairman, and then we decided, no, let's cover the 40, the over and under 40 in the chairmanship of Viante, and Dina co-chairs it for me, with me. And, she is a marketing director at Dion's, and she is incredible. And she has really devoted a lot of time and energy into helping us keep this thing moving forward. And then we have Josh Lujan. So the Lujan family is very established in New Mexico, and Josh works at Hub International in the insurance market, and he has been very, very good contributor to Viante.
So you have a diverse group that's all working together for a common good. Viante, New Mexico, thank you all for spending some time with us this afternoon. We hope we get you back in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes.
And talk more specific about things going on with our state representatives and our state. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.